You are listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.
Floor Graphics, a Changing Landscape, from the March-April 2024 issue of Wide Format Impressions magazine, by Tony McQuilkin. As the needs of brands shift, floor graphics are seeing ups and downs. It seems like just yesterday that we were all reeling from sudden lockdowns, with a new normal taking hold across every industry, every segment, and every brand. Events were canceled. Out-of-home graphics became ineffective as people quarantined, and most brand interactions moved online. But then things started to ease off, allowing people to slowly make their way back into the world, and graphics began to see a surge. Floor graphics, in particular, have seen a massive increase in usage in the past few years. In every retail location, office, or other space, people began to come together again. During the pandemic, floor graphics reminded everyone that we needed to stand 6 feet apart. There wasn't a commercial space in this country that didn't have one, I would be willing to wager. Granted, floor graphics weren't the only type of wide format print that saw a massive surge, but it was undoubtedly one of the most eye-catching and ubiquitous pieces of print we encountered as the pandemic slowly eased off. And then we have today. While COVID is still out there, the vaccines did their job, and the world has, mostly, returned to what we all know as normal. And while there have been some significant shifts to our culture across the board, we no longer feel the need to mask up everywhere we go, or no longer feel the need to quarantine if we have so much as a light sniffle, and we no longer need to always be aware of keeping a giant bubble of space open around us. This means floor graphics are no longer a must-have printed element in every retail location, grocery store, or office space. The evolution of the industry. In some ways, it's been interesting to watch the way the pandemic has impacted wide format graphics. Print, in general, stepped up to the proverbial plate during the pandemic, with brands rediscovering the power of direct mail, consumer goods getting innovative with packaging designed to create an unboxing experience upon its delivery, and, of course, wide format signage helping direct everyone to follow proper procedures when they ventured out. And that doesn't even touch on how many printers shifted to producing face shields, masks, and even hand sanitizer featuring custom labels. But wide format had a chance to surge, and it didn't disappoint. Across the board, wide format printers found new and innovative ways to connect brands and consumers and help keep everyone safe at the same time. Floor graphics played a significant role in that evolution. That said, while the pandemic certainly led to many brands rediscovering, or even discovering for the first time if they had previously been digital-only marketers, the power of print, the actual types of print they needed to have shifted drastically in just a few years. While floor graphics were a top application just 18 months ago, they are now number 16 on the list of projects in which printers expect to see growth in 2024, according to the latest Wide Format Printing Report, Fall 2023, produced by NAPCO Research and the Printing United Alliance. While the vast majority of respondents to that survey said they expect some growth in the floor graphic space in the next 5 years, 14.5% expect to see a decline during that same period. And it's the only application category to see double digits making that prediction. Musad Rad, the COO for CRNA Custom in Los Angeles, backs that up, noting that when it comes to how much of his business is floor graphics today, it has dropped to less than 5%. As the need to implore people to practice social distancing has waned, the old concerns about floor graphics in general have crept back in, Rad notes. We have not had many requests for retail floor graphics. The most common answer for that is people don't like their names or logos walked on. He adds, with the advent of new materials, we have seen a slight surge in custom trade show flooring. Floor graphics used for events continue to be widespread for the application, helping with wayfinding and branding in temporary spaces where companies must make the most of every square inch of the limited space at their disposal. This is where floor graphics can help to set a tone and direct people around an area without sacrificing valuable branding opportunities. Wayfinding can be easily moved to the ground, making the most of the floor space. With that in mind, floor graphics aren't going anywhere, even if they play a decreased role in graphics packages in a post-pandemic society. But that doesn't mean they can't still have a powerful impact. Here's a look at a few do's and don'ts to consider, so you can get the most out of floor graphic applications. Do. Think about the substrates. Not all substrates are durable enough for the kind of hard use floor graphics will experience. So make sure to test all your materials before offering them to your customer base. Don't overcomplicate things. Floor graphics are best used with a simple design conveying a specific message. Don't try to cram a lot of text into that space or try to convey a long message. People aren't going to stop and read it. Do think about the inks and coatings you'll be using. While many options work well for durable floor graphics, not all are appropriate for every application. Hospitals, for example, often use floor graphics to direct patients around the facilities, but human health is a big concern, limiting certain ink options. Make sure to know the options for more environmentally and people-friendly consumables and how they perform on your equipment, so you can answer those questions when a customer asks for them. Don't forget to make them anti-slip. Your graphic might be beautiful. It might use the most friendly and safe inks, and it might convey just the right information at the exact right time. But if people are slipping and falling when they walk over it, and they will, since these are floor graphics after all, then you have failed your customer. Make sure you have several options, including non-slip over laminates, to ensure these graphics are safe no matter what ink or substrates are used or where they will go. Do use bright colors that catch the eye. You're trying to get people to look down, so graphics need vibrant, eye-catching colors that make people notice them. You don't necessarily need a press that can produce neon colors or even run more than a standard CMYK set, but the wider the color gamut, the more options you open up for your clients. Don't install floor graphics in places where they are almost guaranteed to fail. Graphics on carpet are prone to wrinkling. For example, installing graphics across joint lines or between rooms might seem like a great idea on paper, but those graphics will be more likely to rip or start peeling up along the edges, making them a tripping hazard rather than a powerful branding message. Do use the correct number of floor graphics for a space. You don't want overkill with every square inch covered with graphics. At that point, it's less a floor graphic and more just flooring, and the message or clarity gets lost in translation. But at the same time, you don't want people to have to hunt for it, especially when using floor graphics for wayfinding. Know the space your customer intends to use the floor graphics in, and then make suggestions for the best ways to position them for the greatest impact. Don't make your floor graphics an island. There is an excellent chance floor graphics are just one part of branding or wayfinding effort, so make sure they work in perfect harmony with all other elements, even the digital ones like displays or screens. You want to help brands create a unified look and feel, not just slap graphics on the floor. Those graphics might help convey the information, but if they seem out of place with the rest of the space, they will stand out, and not in a good way. Do. When installing floor graphics, clean the space thoroughly beforehand and ensure it is dry before attempting. Floor graphics need to stay where you put them, so installation is equally as important as the printing itself. And if you aren't the one doing the installation, if you send the graphics to a retail location for installation by the retailer, for example, make sure to include detailed instructions on how to install them for the best results. Remember, even if you do everything right on the design and print, a bad installation could mean the application ultimately fails, and it will be you the brand looks to when that happens. Make sure everyone is on the same page to achieve the best results possible. Don't install floor graphics where they will be overly abused. Floor graphics, by their nature, are meant to be walked over. The tips presented here are about ensuring they stand up to that. But most are not designed to withstand heavy use, such as being run over by trucks or lifts, for example, or even having heavy carts pushed over them repeatedly. While there will likely be some of that in any space, a good floor graphic can stand up to quite a bit. Heavy wear and tear will take its toll. This isn't a big deal if your floor graphic installation is meant for temporary spaces, but if it's going where you want it to last for longer periods of time, make sure to choose locations where people are walking, not rolling, driving, or dragging.
Thank you for listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.